Well, hello there from the Chinook Pass, which is probably the most beautiful place in Washington State, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not alone in that. I think Nick Zenter really loves this place a lot, too. It's a gorgeous part of Washington State. I'm here because my son's got a baseball tournament in Yakima. It's been going. I got back from the Cosmic Summit on Tuesday, and I had to leave Thursday morning to head to Yakima, which is about 2.5 hours out of Spokane. So this is about an hour away from Yakima. My son's hanging out with his friends. I haven't been able to get much work done for the last few days, so here we are, and we're going to talk about the Cosmic Summit. So, hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to the Dunking. But before we play the video, the music, check this out. Look at this shit. Oh, my dear God. Look at that. Oh, my dear God. All these guys are going, who's this freaking old guy over there pretending he's a damn kid? All right, cue the Anya. So the Cosmic Summit, this was my first time at 2025's Cosmic Summit, and oh my dear God, was it amazing. I mean, first of all, you get to meet, I got to meet so many people that I hadn't. I met Luke Caverns, I met Ben Van Kirkwick, I shook hands with Billy Carson, and even I met tons of people that I can't even remember all of their names to. I did a podcast with Hugh Newman. I did a podcast with, and I'm totally forgetting his name, and I'll put it on the screen. And the only reason I'm forgetting your name is because it's Hungarian, and it just does, it's like not in my brain. It's a string of syllables that doesn't make sense to me. But he's a electrical engineer that scans vases, and I made him and his wife wait a little bit because I might have been hungover, and I apologize for that too. Anyway, that leads me to the next thing. If you like to drink with a guy like me or Ben, not everybody likes to drink the alcohol. Even if you wanted to take a puff with a guy like me, the place to do it would be at the Cosmic Summit. There was a rock garden out in front where people smoked cigarettes, and from any time after about 10 o'clock at night to 2-ish a.m., you could find me and a number of other people out there. We were going to the Waffle House for dinner. No fights were had that I was aware of. But yeah, me and Jay Anderson from Project Unity, we went up there a bunch of times. With a lot of people that most of you won't know, so I'm not going to sit here and name drop a bunch of people that nobody's aware of except for the people that met them. But you should come, because I know the names of a whole bunch of people now that are not social media people, but they're part of the tribe. So one of the strongest things about the Cosmic Summit, in my opinion, is the diversity of opinions, okay? My opinions, their opinions. But it is honestly a big deal. The diversity of opinions that we have is difficult for the organizers to cope with at times, because we're all just kind of doing our own thing. But we don't have the same stagnation that we get from our opposition, where we're not going to have a bunch of people digging their heels in against each and every new thing that comes out. And speaking about new things coming out, holy shit. I watched Atlantica, which was a great film. You don't get to see it yet, LOL, but you'll get to, and I'll leave links to stuff in the description and whatnot. I got to handle Matt Bell's vases. Now, I'd already handled them, so I didn't. I just walked through the room and touched my favorite of the bunch for a second and said hi to Matt and his wife, Crystal, and then I got the F out of the room. But that was one of the most popular exhibits. People fucking lined up. And I mean, I've seen Matt's private collection in his office, and it's the same damn collection there, okay? You like all the cool vases, man. It was like, you want to see the cool shit? There were tons of them there. Security too, so don't get any stupid ideas. But it was amazing. The entire Cosmic Summit event was great. The things that you could learn, I mean, some guys like Dr. Robert Schock, he doesn't hold court afterwards. He gives his, he gave it like an hour and a half or a 2-hour presentation. And then when he was done, then he was done. You can catch him in the halls and stuff. But on the flip side of that, Randall Carlson will sit and talk with you for hours and hours and hours, as will I. As I get drunker, you might not get the same answers out of me that you want, and I apologize for that, but it is what it is, right? The fact of the matter is, it's amazing. This was an event that my presentation went great, I thought, even though I was a little bit nervous and I wasn't able to use my slideshow part of the whole thing, but my presentation went great. I feel like most of the other presentations that I saw went really good. We even had a live panel debate, and Dr. Hillman, Dr. Hillman, we'll just go with that. Me and him met each other actually the night before the debate. That was at 9:30 a.m., and he bumped into me at the rock garden, the beer garden, what do you want to call it, outside where everybody smokes and drinks. He met me there at like 4:30 in the morning. He's got coffee in his hand and I've got a couple of beers in mine. So that tells you the kind of event that it is. You can find not just your tribe, but your subset of your tribe there. There were people there that were pretty skeptically minded. There's people there that are hardcore scientists. There are people there that are like me that are just like kind of in the middle on this stuff. Tons of people there that have their own pet hypotheses. We got to go up Pilot Mountain right off the bat, which it's not nearly as gorgeous as this setup here, but Pilot Mountain's pretty fucking cool, man. And there's all kinds of interesting ideas about Pilot Mountain. It's a Native American sacred site, and I forget a lot of people's names. I met a lot of people, man, and I might have been drunk part of the time, maybe even a little bit something else, but the point is that there was a Native American dude playing drums and singing songs and talking about how this was an area that his people had occupied for a long time, even after us honkies moved in and started displacing them, that a lot of them ended up on that mountain. And it's a beautiful mountain. I mean, it is like Close Encounters of the Third Kind looking shit. I wouldn't honestly be surprised if it was the mountain, but I haven't researched it yet. That's why I'm doing a Cosmic Summit video, by the way, is because I haven't had time to research anything. I've been there, and then now I'm in the baseball stuff with my kid, and he's got a game tomorrow morning, and then we're going back to Spokane. Hopefully I'll have this up tonight or tomorrow, because it shouldn't take much editing, but I've had a lot of internet trouble there, which sucked up all my free time yesterday. Anyway, I can complain about Verizon later. But anyway, I am working on the King's List video. At least I've got some research done. I don't have the script started yet, but I've got some of the research done, and I've got more that I need to dig into before I completely finish my outline. But I've got the gist of it already up here, so it shouldn't take much time. But, you know, I have made mistakes in the past, and I try to get better instead of worser, unless you catch me at 4 a.m, in which case I'm definitely trying to get worse. But you guys, honestly, I think that the Cosmic Summit, it was a lot like Sedona in the fact that I really got to meet a lot of really interesting people. I found a handful of people that I just kind of palled around with. And just like in Sedona, these were just kind of my homies. And some of them were kind of popular and some of them kind of weren't. And that's just fine. I did miss some of my friends that I see in Sedona and that I saw at Sage Wall. It was getting to be like I'm like Jimmy and Mike. I'm just starting to kind of expect them to be anywhere I go to do this kind of sort of thing. And I definitely miss them guys, but it was an absolutely amazing event. I don't know how else to put it. There is something to complain about. We had a small problem with the local media not reporting on the Cosmic Summit this year. They did last year, and it is a local event, a big local event, like the biggest pyramidiate convention in the world, right? And this year, they instead of covering it, they were like, oh yeah, you can buy advertising space if you want, George. So I can't say for sure, but I would not be surprised at all if there are certain individuals that like to go around and cry and scream and report and bitch about every single thing that we do might have contacted the local paper there and a local news outlet and done this sort of thing. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's what happened, although I can't prove it. And I'm not saying there's an archaeological cabal to stop everything. I'm just saying there's a handful of these guys that are just assholes and that they don't seem to care if what they do is underhanded or not. So fuck those guys, first of all, and fuck them again, second of all. But anyway, there were a bunch of people there. There's other conventions at the hotel, and one of the funniest ones to me, thanks for the photographs, Timmy, was I lifted them from him, by the way. I went total commie on him and just said, those are the people's photographs now, and I'm the people. But my boy Timmy took these here pictures, and oh my dear God. You walk into the convention center and there's people walking around with fake babies that they spent like thousands of dollars on. Thousands of dollars on. These things are painted so they look fucking real, okay? It's unbelievable. And like you walk in after you're smoking and drinking and it's like there's kids running around that are real and there's kids that aren't real and there's the women are rocking them and breastfeeding them in one case and carrying them. Yeah, man, I'm popular with the skeeters out here. Carrying them all over the damn place, all right? And it's weird as hell. And it was nice in a couple of ways. Number one, it was 100% for certain that the Cosmic Summit people were not the nerdiest or weird. Well, maybe the nerdiest, but we're 100% not the weirdest people there. Clearly, the people carrying around inanimate objects and pretending that they were real, those guys had one up on us. But the other thing that was really nice is that, you know, you could smuggle in some adrenochrome without much trouble when there's a whole bunch of fake babies around, man. You just problem solved, man. You all Christopher Reeves with that shit. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. I can't afford adrenochrome. But seriously, it was pretty insane. It was a pretty fun event considering all of that. Even the babies, even though they did kind of scare us. And of course, there was meltdowns to be had by the archaeological community. I made sure and talked about, you know, things like carbon dating and Zeptepi and stuff like that, just to make sure that, you know, you... I was in the pseudoscience community up now, because apparently those are pseudoscientific concepts to the archaeological community. You guys are fucking crazy, man. I met the Khafre scan team, and those guys were hilarious. They were actually absolutely hilarious. Armando and Felipe, and these guys made me laugh so hard. It was ridiculous. Man, these skeeters are killing me out here. I did not realize there was many. Bring off when you come to the Chinook Pass in the summer. Good God, man. But, probably because I'm the only thing to eat out here. Everything else is down that hill. I mean, down that hill. Look. Look at that, man. I'm telling you, this area is so fucking gorgeous. I could just, like, once I realized I was so close to it, I knew I had to come out here to film. Because, again, I knew I was going to have to be off the cuff because I haven't had time to even write a script. So, here you get free flow. You get just what you would get at the Cosmic Summit, except for I'm sober. Pretty much. And, goddamn skeeters. I catch those things. But anyway, the Cosmic Summit was so enjoyable that I even ended up meeting a girl there that's, you know, that's pretty crazy, I know, right? Because, I mean, you know, I met a lot of girls there, but I met a girl that's interesting to me and that's interested in me. And I mean, it looks like we're going to start dating and stuff. It's pretty wild. Now, she doesn't live in the state, which, you know, a few years ago would have been completely not a thing. But now, you know, whatever. So that's why I come out here. I'm even going to try to stop at a couple places on the way back to Yakima to show her some of the most more pretty parts of the state, because I'm trying to get her to come out here sometime. I don't know about if you've looked at me, but when it comes to the attractive thing, I could use some help. So again, look around, man. It's fucking woo! Look how gorgeous it is up here. You don't have to look at that. Fucking perfect, right? So there you go. Now, the point of me mentioning this isn't to be like, hey, baby, I'm going to mention you on my channel. The point of this is to tell you guys out there, hey, man, the fucking Cosmic Summit was that cool. I met so many people. Everything was good about it. There were times that it was, like, a little bit awkward and stuff. That kind of comes with the territory when you're a content creator meeting people that know you, because some people, you know, you feel bad sometimes when people are just, like, they're, like, starstruck, and then other people get a little overly aggressive and whatnot, but it's understandable because they're fucking excited and stuff, and I get it. So there's a couple times that were a little weird, but by and by, man, it was great. And I really have to say that these are the kind of events that we could really benefit from as a community. We put a bunch of us together, we work together, and even though we don't all agree with each other, what we can do is advance some people's knowledge in that community. If some people are, at the very least, let the people that are doing the research and stuff and doing their alternate history things, let them know that there are other people in their community that are willing to help them out. So I'm going to stop here, but I'll probably stop at a couple other places if the light's willing. So, damn these skeeters. They've got all my blood. I want it back. It's full of adrenochrome. Those bikers had disappointing hair and beard. I just got to say, that's dirt bikers. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. And, hope to see you next time. Again, the next video will be better than this. I apologize. And I'll put some more cool sites here at the end of it so that I can convince that lady to come to Washington. Again, look at that. Oh, look at that, too. Look at that. Look at how gorgeous that is. I mean, come on, dude. Who doesn't want to come out here? This is the Natchez River. It's absolutely fucking gorgeous. If you... look at it, it's one of those mountain fed things. I mean, mountains, right? I just came down the pass. I'm still, like, technically heading down the mountain from the pass here. Even I'm still up in the hills, and the highway's, like, literally, if you look closely, you'll see the top of my car right back in there. But anyway, this is one of the more beautiful areas of Washington. And when you get on the other side of the pass, which I'm not really having time to drive all the way because that's getting close to Seattle and shit then. But you're on the other side of the pass, man. It is. This river is like, this is the place where you'd want to park an RV and live the rest of your life or build a cabin or something. It's fucking gorgeous. I mean, look up there. This is like, you want to chase Bigfoot? No, I'm just about out of the mountains now and back down into the dry part of Washington. But like up here still, it's pretty brilliantly wet. But this is the bottom of the Little Natchez River. You can see it's quite a bit bigger now. It's got a nice flow to it. And a lot more difficult to wade across, but the real beauty here, in my opinion, are these like stunning rock formations. These are just like, no, they're not geopolymers, guys, but seriously, this is, they're like some beautiful, beautiful rocks around here. And you just want to, just makes you want to climb 20 years ago, but it's still pretty cool stuff. And again, Washington is beautiful, it absolutely is beautiful. And we haven't even talked about the Channel Scablands and shit yet, but Randall's shown everybody that stuff. But still, man, this place is amazing. So, yeah, come to Washington and the Cosmic Summit. I wanted to stop here to show you kind of the distinction of the state. When you get out of the mountains and start heading back east, like you can see back there where this mountain is like half dead and half not. You can see like the dead grass and shit starting. This is what happens. And the further east we go, the more dead it gets, to where when you get to by the places like where my son's playing ball, this place is completely dead. In Yakima and stuff, that part, central Washington, besides where they have irrigation from Grand Coulee Dam, it's like a desert. But it's part of the state, man. I personally kind of like that nice little, I mean, look at it, kind of almost a hard line as we come down here. There's you know, this little cusp, and then you're in the desert, man, real quick, even with the river right next to you. The city that my son's tournament's in actually is Sela is the name of it. It's right next to Yakima, but the Yakima team's the ones putting it on. As you can see, we're back in the desert-ass part of Washington. We've got the little crescent moon going on. And then there's the Sela Mining Company. They have really good food, so, and they happen to have beer, so I guess I'm going to have to go in here. All right, thank you very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed my video about Washington State and, also the Cosmic Summit. Check out the Cosmic Summit next year. I hope to see you all there. And, if you come to Washington State, hit me up, man. You go through Randall Carlson's tour, let me know, and I'll pop in and say hi. Take care.